Here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 22nd of January, 2009. It's the birthday of the romantic poet Lord Byron, born George Gordon Noel in London. 1788, his father was nicknamed Mad Jack, was deeply in debt, made his living by seducing rich women, may have killed his first wife. Lord Byron was the product of the father's second marriage, poorly behaved as a child, went off to travel. After college, traveled to the Eastern Mediterranean, kept a diary there, from which he wrote a book-length poem, Childe Harold's Pilgrimage, published 1812, which made Byron one of the most popular poets of his time. He wrote many more books of poems, including Don Juan in 1819, lived a life of controversy and excess, so that when he died at the age of 36, his friend burned his unpublished memoirs even before he had been buried. And it's the birthday of the poet Howard Moss, born New York, 1922. Quiet, unassuming man, served as poetry editor of the New Yorker magazine for almost 4 decades, and when asked his definition of a good poem, Howard Moss said, "One I like." And it's the birthday of the poet Timothy Steele, born Burlington, Vermont, 1948, an advocate of metrical poetry as opposed to free verse, who said, "I believe that our ability to organize thought and speech into measure is one of the most precious endowments of the human race." He said, "The original free verse poets hoped that their revolution would lead to a new metrical system. They did not want their efforts to result in poetry's degenerating into lineated prose, which is sort of what's happened. It has broken down into collective incoherence." Timothy Steele, who teaches at Cal State, Los Angeles, he wrote, "One of the chief advantages of metrical composition is that it does make a significant difference to the ear and memory. Form gives you a way not only of expressing things, but also of understanding them. The medium makes you look at phrasing and thought from different angles and almost inevitably leads you to think about elements of this or that experience or subject in ways you would not have otherwise." Here's a poem by Robert Phillips entitled Personals. "I'm honest, discreet, and no way a lech. Staying home or the rented video is just fine. I'm seeking a friend first. We'll see what happens next. My definition of fun is not very far-fetched. Enjoy fishing, four-wheeling, casinos, and wine. I'm honest, discreet, and no way a lech. Want face-to-face conversation, no phone sex. Non-smoking, drug-free women, the old-fashioned kind. I'm seeking a friend first. We'll see what happens next. I'd like a lady to let her hair down, get a little wrecked. I have brown hair, brown eyes, am built along trim lines. I'm honest, discreet, and no way a lech. I'm 37, white, have 2 teenagers by my ex, looking for a lady any age or race, similarly inclined. I'm seeking a friend first. We'll see what happens next. No psychos. My ex didn't play with a full deck. I live on the northwest side, near the refinery. I'm honest, discreet, and no way a lech. I'm seeking a friend first. We'll see what happens next." Personals, a poem by Robert Phillips, from Spinach Days, published by the Johns Hopkins University Press, used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Schweitzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.